A recent headline caught our eye. McDonald's is selling pumpkin chocolate French fries in Japan. Actually, that wasn't the headline. That fact was buried in a story about how this fall's pumpkin crop will be bountiful, overcoming last year's shortfall. Now, every year we do our annual pumpkin check-in. Remember the search for the canned stuff for pies last year? So let's go to Morton, Illinois, the so-called pumpkin capital of the world. John Ackerman owns Ackerman Family Farms in Morton. Hi, John.
How are you, Robin? Thanks for having me on today.
Oh, it's a pleasure. And you know, we're watching here in New England crops like cranberries suffer because of the drought. You know, there's not enough water to flood the berries and float them up. But you say what about the drought for your pumpkins?
Well, this year we've had an abundant amount of rain. Matter of fact, even though we have a great pumpkin crop, we've had so much rain it's difficult to get them all out of the field.
Huh. Well, but I thought that last year you had so much rain that it drowned them.
Last year was kind of a timing problem. Last year is a year I'd not like to go through again. It rained all through June and part of May and into July. That really ruined our fruit set, and we had a terrible crop last year.
Yeah, and in fact, is that still affecting some people? You know, when you lose, when your farm floods like that, is it easy to come back?
Well, like any farming operation, no matter what crop you grow, if you have a tough year one year, it takes several years to kind of make up for it financially. But we have a good crop going this year and a lot of people coming out. We're pretty pleased this year.
So you're saying you have just enough rain. I mean, did you have drought?
This year we came through very nicely. We had a nice dry spring, which is good for our pumpkins. By the time the rain started to set in, the pumpkins were already set on the vine and we were good to go.
Okay.
Now it's just how fast we can get them out of the field.
Well, who knew? Illinois, which we love for so many reasons, we now know typically produces about 90% of the canned or processed pumpkins here in the United States. And Libby's is based there in Morton, which makes you the capital of pumpkin producing. How much, what are we talking about, poundage or tonnage?
Well, we're probably talking about maybe 5,000 or 6,000 acres of processing or canning pumpkins in this area. And your average yield might be 22, 24 ton per acre. Once you start doing the math, you're talking about an awful lot of pumpkins.
Yeah, and you grow both ornamental and those for canning. What happens on the ornamental side? Are people, you know, how are people feeling about pumpkins this year? Are they coming as, you know, visitors to pick them?
You know, I think I'm finding more and more that people like to just enjoy a farm experience, maybe get away from the political nature of things these days and just spend some family time on the farm. We're getting a lot of people coming out, and they're really enjoying the fact they can come out and get a beautiful fall pumpkin.
Yeah. Is there a difference between the ornamental? I mean, obviously looks are probably everything, but is there a difference between an ornamental and a pumpkin that's grown for canning for pies?
There is. Now, on our farm for ornamentals, we grow over 160 different kinds, and we get our seed from all over the world. So there's all different colors and shapes and sizes. But those canning or processing ones, they're kind of a tan-looking pumpkin. They're usually oval and maybe 11 or 12 pounds. Those are picked specifically for their flavor and texture, and they've done a really good job over the years of making sure they've got a good-tasting pumpkin to go into their cans for pies.
Yeah. Well, look, again, after last year when we heard that, you know, there were diseases because of the flooding, so some producers, you know, lost so much there, maybe 90% of their yields. We're happy to hear that there's a bumper crop of pumpkins this year. How far do you send them? Because we have pumpkin growers locally across the country.
Yeah, there are people who bring they'll have different spots for growing the processing pumpkins. So there are places in southern Illinois that grow them that are trucked back up here to Morton. In years past, they've gone as far as Michigan or even Texas. They like to spread out the acreage a bit just to make sure that they catch the right weather conditions.
Yeah, and this is a big business. We understand last year was 754 million pounds, valued at $90 million. Now, again, that was the smallest crop since the Agriculture Department began tracking in 2000. So this year, I mean, there's a lot of money and a lot of pounds of pumpkin.
There is, and you know, there's people who've talked about our local plant when it's running, you know, through August into almost November. Sometimes they talk in terms of $1 million a day worth of pumpkins being processed there. And it affects our community too, because we enjoy so much having our pumpkin festival and our kind of our little slice of Americana celebrating that pumpkin.
Yeah.
Well, I was sitting here musing about pumpkins, and it finally occurred to me that I've decided my pumpkins are a lot like political candidates. I kind of think when we're out in the field picking, we have to be really, really careful about getting the one that suits us, because you have that opportunity or that chance you might catch a rotten pumpkin. So one needs to be really, really careful when selecting a pumpkin or a candidate.
Words to live by.
Just some news from the field, just some thoughts we've had.
Thank you so much.
No, I've enjoyed it. Thank you.